Hey guys, it's David here. I'm doing a solo checking in with room 217. I know I haven't, me or Erica hasn't done these in a while, as usual, because we're busy with life, as usual. We've gotten busier in life. So, this this episode doesn't really reflect on Erica too much. It's mainly me. I just past a year of me retiring from the haunted house industry. And I just kind of wanted to talk a little about it and I guess rant a little too. So the truth is, and how did I feel coming into the Halloween season? Well, surprisingly, as it got closer to October, I really didn't think about working a haunted house and scaring people. The only thing I kind of thought about was like just hanging out with people in the backstage. That was the thing I missed the most. Because that was always super fun. And you could share all your stories before and after the night. I was focused mainly on walking through haunted houses because I had not been able to do that while working there. And sadly, we were only able to do two this year because of money. But at least we were able to do two, and it felt great to do that, to be an actual customer for once. So, I kind of thought about it in the middle of the season about, maybe doing it again one day, but it was brief thinking. I kind of just pushed it back. The issue came the day at the Halloween, they had a rule of not posting photos during the season. It was corporate, supposedly a corporate rule, where you couldn't post photos inside of the haunt and you couldn't post photos of yourself in makeup to do any revealing. Well, the people that I'm friends with still, they did their photo dump the day after, and that's when the emotions hit me. That's where I'm shameful to say it, but there's no denying it. That's where the jealousy came. Not the jealousy of, people still doing this. It was the other things, like seeing certain people get more seniority that have only done this like in less than 5 years or maybe 5 years at that. And also seeing some people get to do the same scene back to back years, and people that wanted to do a certain scene actually getting to do it. That's where the jealousy hit. Look, I'm not saying I would be a great, manager or anything. And be honest with you, between the day job, night job, and that, these days I'm like getting mentally like scarred with this, like emotion wise. I don't feel good enough for any of that. But it doesn't mean that I feel like I've earned the right to at least try, 'cause I've been in the game for so long. I feel like I deserve a shot, no matter how my attitude is, how I'm feeling. I feel like I deserve or deserved a shot at trying. And you know what? If I'm not good at it, then I'm fine with that. At least I got the chance to try it. But I probably will never get to know. Sadly. It's just, look, I'm still eating up on the inside of that really good year I had during the pandemic. Like, after all was said and done last year, I actually felt like, was I a good actor? Was I good enough, like they said? Like, I felt used. Like, I was just there because they needed me. They needed the help. But deep down inside, I know what I saw. I know what I did during that pandemic season. And I was a good actor. I was a good clown. I don't care what anybody says. I was good. You know, I'm not even worried about the compliments I got from managers, because I'm not even counting that, because it's like, is that true? What's making me count that as I was good was the fact that I know people piss themselves more than anything than I ever made them do in a lifetime working a haunt. Because I heard them say it. I'm going by they did it. You know, why not? I've seen a few little wet spots on that, you know, where they supposedly did it. So I had to have done it. Plus, all my years working a haunted house, having another haunted house come visit you, I had never made any of them scared to jump. And, you know, the managers would come run through and say, all right, guys, they're coming through. They're VIP. Give them your all. I never did that because I knew it wasn't going to work. Well, that was different that year. And this is a really good haunted house that walked through, one of the best. And I made them jump, and I had them complimenting, like, oh, that was good. That never had happened. So for me to do that to another haunted house walking through, that said something to me. I was told before, if you like where you're at, tell them, you know, see what you can do. I told them right after that season was over, I want to be back in there. I want to be a clown again. And what happened the next year? Wasn't a clown. They wanted to change direction. Changing direction's fine, you know, changing it to an all-female cast in the room. But when you see two guys in the middle of the season going there, because I'm sure it had to do with help needed, because we were always having new actors because people were quitting left and right. But how about maybe move me to where I was good at and where I want to be instead of new people? Like, let them do what I was doing. What I was doing was boring and lame. I've said it plenty of times. Why change what works? And what I did, I felt worked, and it was change, and that was not the right thing to do. I don't care how jealous or selfish it sounds, don't change what works, especially if somebody's dedicated and wants to do it. Like, I want to do it. Part of me believes if I would have stayed a clown last year, I might not be doing this podcast as we speak. I'm sorry, this episode. I might still be working there, but I'm not. And I've decided if in the future I do decide to go back and do that, I'm not doing one where you get paid. Yes, the extra money is nice, but that's when you get too many rules. So I've decided if I ever do this again, which I doubt, because mentally and physically I'm just exhausted and done with it. But if there's a chance that I do it again, it's going to be one of those like smaller volunteer haunts. And the only reason it's going to be one of those is because back in the day when I did volunteer haunts, you had more leeway. You had control of your costumes. You had control of your scene and character. That's what it would be all about, is more control. I want control of that. The costumes were okay at the haunt, but they weren't the greatest, and they weren't the most comfortable. And also, the haunt would have to have AC. I mean, the fact that this is corporate-owned, we're in Louisiana in a dead humidity heat, and even customers are bitching when they're walking through at us. So when they're not in costume, that's just so it's unprofessional. Like, the fact that nobody has passed out from that heat is remarkable. That would be my only way going back into it. You know, I want to make my own costume. I want to create my own costume, my own character. I want to have no say-so. I want my own say-so. I just want to show up, do my thing, and leave. But it's probably not going to happen. it's a 50-50. I mean, we'll see. I always say never, but I don't know, man. I just don't want to deal with the politics of jealousy no more. Maybe that's just a sign of I just don't need to do that anymore. I don't know, guys. And like I said, I was fine all up until that those photo dumps. That just changed everything, how I felt. I felt mad again. The jealousy came back. And, you know, it's not their fault. They stuck with it. And some of them are kissing ass more because apparently you have to be close to the certain amount of people there. And I wasn't. I'm not like that. I'll be friends with you, you know, those people, but I'm not going to do that just to get my way. So that's where I stand with the 1 year. I felt better as the days have gone by after the photo dump. They're doing something this weekend. They got the Christmas event coming, which, you know, the Christmas event was, it was fun, but I never got the full experience because I was always in the same spot, same similar character. I was never, you know, like an elf or I wasn't anything Christmassy. It was lame. Like, why? I should have fought for that more. Really should have. But I didn't. So we're going to see what happens with that. I'm probably going to, when they do their photo dump, I'm probably going to be jealous of that, if I had to guess. You know, I try not to let it get to me, but I just can't help it sometimes, you know. But I'm not going to ramble on about this much more. There's nothing really to say. I just want to come spill my guts about my 1 year anniversary. Still writing that memoir. I haven't touched it in a while. It's because I'm still coming up with stuff that I need to write. And after the 1 year thing happening, well, I got more stuff I need to add. I mean, I'm telling truth. It's truth. So hopefully I can get that done soon. I work at a Barnes & Noble now as a barista, and maybe they'll let me do a sign, and we'll see. But that's all I got, guys. I'm checking out of room 217. Thank you for listening.